down. Stop. Have a time.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Josh Mitt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And that music does mean we go to the Western Hotline as we are joined by Chief Meteorologist over at WGRZ, Patrick Hammer. Pat, how are we doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm good. And by the way, guys, I really want to applaud you for allowing you and your listeners to do a little reflection on 9/11. I think it's important. I think it's cathartic. And I think, you know, we all need to kind of, I know you guys are a bit younger, but you still have memories and you allowed a lot of those that needed to express theirs to have a voice today. And I just appreciate that because you're right. Watching the video that you recommended on the documentary on those French filmmakers, which I had seen originally. I mean, that's powerful stuff. So I think that was important stuff to do today.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah,
and
we've
appreciate
had a few
that.
People tweeted us as well, other documentaries. No sports tonight. I mean, that's probably what I'm going to be watching or at least checking some of those out. Pat, what do you remember from that day?
Well, not much has changed for me. I was working in morning television during that period. I was in a very different area. I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, working for the CBS station. And I, at the time, Brian Gumbel, who's most famous for the Today Show on NBC and, of course, HBO World Sports, or, you know, sports. But at the time, he was working for CBS, CBS Morning News, and we were just ending our morning show. And I'm on the weather wall about to do my forecast. And in my ear, I'm told, toss to Brian Gumbel for a special report. And we're like, okay. So I'm like, we now go to CBS News and Brian Gumbel for a special report. And the first image you see is of the first, you know, it's after the explosion. The only documentary film, I think, to capture that was that documentary that you mentioned, because no cameras were turned to the building at the time. And it was thought to be a small plane. That's what everybody kind of thought. Nobody knew. And from there, you know, my experience was like everybody else's, just like in shock and awe. And then, of course, 17 minutes later, when now all the cameras are pointed to both towers, you see the second one hit live. And that's when, you know, our world changed.
Yeah, absolutely. And something I should have brought up when we were talking about in the first hour, too. Don't want to forget about the third plane that ultimately the passengers were able to take over. It was, of course, heading towards the Pentagon. I've seen, I want to say a documentary, but I think it was one of those dramatizations about it. But that was something for years growing up, you know, until I was like 10, 11, 12, did not know there was a third plane. It was just something that was never really brought up in my life.
There was a fourth plane, of course, the one that actually hit the Pentagon.
Yep.
But yeah, that final one, there's an incredible, I mean, that's where the famous line, "Let's roll," was captured on a cell phone, which is when a young man from, I believe, where I'm from, San Francisco, kind of led the charge to rush the plane and take over the hijackers and, you know, bring the plane down before it did anything even worse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, me and Josh have talked about it. We were 3 and 4 years old. My brother at the time was born 3 months before the events, too. So we're entering that period now where, you know, when we have kids, if they ask us about it, we're going to have to sit there and go, ask your grandparents. We don't really know. And so I think it is important to kind of share stories, have those stories be told so that it is not forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, I've got kids who are teenagers, and for them, it's, you know, history book material.
Mm-hmm.
And I do my best to, you know, not for the dramatization of it, but just to see it is to watch some of the videos every single year and just really capture the tragedy that happened firsthand as we all saw it. And yeah, there's more of a disconnect as it's getting a little farther. And I mean, a disconnect with the kids, our kids' generation that don't have a direct link to it. many do, of course, that had parents or relatives who perished. But, you know, with my kids, it's, you know, something they see in the history books. It's like, no, it's, you know, it's very raw. It's very real. And, you know, I when I was listening to you guys earlier today and you brought up that documentary, I was like, oh, my gosh, I remember that. You know, they were just taking regular footage and the camera, I think, was pointed at the ground. And then you hear the roar of the plane overhead and they immediately tilt their camera up. And that was the, like, really the one video of that first impact. Anyway, I just really thought your show this morning was important.
Thanks so much. But on to the game coming up on, tomorrow. Bills are going to Miami, but it's at night. Is that gonna change the weather, though, all that much, or is it still going to be, you know, hot as you know what?
We were joking on our show this morning how 2 years ago it seemed like the Miami Dolphins installed heat lamps and mirrors on our sideline to make it even hotter, right? I mean, it was just so terribly, you know, let's reflect the sun on the visitor's bench. This being a night game, the sun will not be an issue. It is going to certainly be warm. It is certainly going to be humid. 84 is the kickoff temperature. It will feel like it's in the 90s when you add in the humidity, so the heat index will be up there. There also is a chance of some rain. There will be some wandering thunderstorms, which is very typical, of course, for South Florida this time of the year. So that can't be ruled out. There could be a little impact from some rain, very little wind, but at least it will not be Hades like it was 2 years ago.
Pat, you just mentioned thunderstorms, and my mind immediately went to a delay, and my heart sank. I know, like, nothing has happened, but I'm like, oh, it's going to be a long day already. Don't do that to me.
I know. And those of us that work in the morning, you know, it's like, come on. You're already messing with me with this schedule.
But that's right. I'll be able to actually sleep in. It'll just be a long night. Josh will have to get up in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking forward to any potential delay. Please, please push the thunder away from Miami. Do whatever you can, Pat. I would really appreciate it.
Delays there don't usually last that long if they do happen. Mm-hmm. I guess you can't rule it out. But, you know, what's also interesting is that not too far away will be a landfalling hurricane from, you know, Florida is where it is. Louisiana is going to have a hurricane move on shore later today, tonight. By tomorrow night, it'll be moving into the southeast. It will have no impact on the Bills game, but it's just interesting that not far from where the Bills are playing, a hurricane will be, or a former hurricane will be, spinning through.
Speaking of extreme weather, Pat, we'll get to the fact that it's going to be September 12th tomorrow, and it's going to be the 80s in Buffalo. Personally, thrilled. But tornadoes around Western New York have become a thing. What is that about?
Okay, so yes, 9 tornadoes have occurred across Western New York this season, which is a crazy number for us. 31 across the state of New York. The old record was 21, I think, set in 1992. So we've shattered that. Okay, on a grand scheme of things, this has not been a terrible severe weather season for us. It just seems that whenever there's a little severe weather, there's a tornado. And, you know, there's no real rhyme or reason. There's a couple of things just to quickly highlight. The tornado that, you know, of course, hit, we had two of them, one that hit Eden. That was actually spawned by the remnants of a former hurricane, Beryl. And sometimes when tropical systems move this far north, they can get the atmosphere to twist in certain ways, and that's not totally uncommon. The two tornadoes that we had Monday were crazy because they were actually caused partly by very cold air, not necessarily warm and humid air, but it was, if you recall, the weekend was chilly, Monday was kind of chilly, and we had tornadoes occur when it was in the 60s, which is also really bizarre. But you had some interaction with some breezes off Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. The same process occurred back on August 6th when we had the downtown Buffalo tornado, which was also crazy. So it's been a very bizarre season. One we're going to kind of study. You know, is it a sign of things? You know, that's up for debate. But you can put some blame on the tornadoes this season on some things, including a former hurricane and exceptionally cold air in the upper levels of the atmosphere over the weekend and on Monday, and a warm lake, and boom, you get the recipe for some severe weather.
Well, we're not going to really have any of those cold temperatures moving ahead over the next few days, right? I mean, what's this little heat wave here? Is this how the rest of September is going to be, or is this just kind of like a weekend thing?
For the foreseeable future, yeah. We've got, we're around 80 degrees today, and get used to that. It's going to last through the weekend and into next week. I wish there was a Bills home game on Sunday, because it would have been absolutely beautiful. We're going to see sunshine, 80s through at least next Tuesday. If there's any change coming, it's in a week. So enjoy this stretch of sunny, warm weather that's got at least another 6 to 7 days to go. Crazy. I mean, yeah, after having such a cool fall-like weekend, this is kind of an abrupt change right back to summer.
Is there any chance the mornings are going to be a little warmer? Because when I get up in the morning, it's like, you know, 4 a.m. and it's 52 degrees when I leave the house. So I put on some jeans and a hoodie or a quarter zip or something. And now I'm going to leave today and it's going to be 80 degrees and I'm going to be sweating. So is there any chance the mornings can get a little warmer with the rest of the day?
That is, to me, what I love about like warmth in September, because it doesn't usually come with a lot of humidity. When it's humid, it doesn't cool down at night. So that's why, like, in July and August, you can have these, like, 85, 88-degree days, and the lows are in the 70s. In September, the closer you get into fall or towards fall, it's usually not as humid. Dry air cools off quickly and warms up quickly. So you're getting these cool mornings and warm afternoons, and that's probably going to continue. After 80 today, 83 to 85 tomorrow, lows will still be in the 50s. So it does cool off at night. And that, you know, is the definition for elite fall weather, in my opinion. So, yeah, that'll continue. It's not going to warm up at night very much at all.
I guess I'll have to do the daily battle between shorts and jeans. And maybe we'll just have to suck
like
it
that,
up
though?
Some days. Yeah, that's true.
In the morning,
that's
and it's true. Just like, I know it's going to be a warm day, but I don't have to start, like, feeling sticky the minute I, you know, leave the house. It's just a nice, cool, fresh air, and then it warms up nicely in the afternoon.
And it makes for such beautiful sleeping weather. Like, it's so easy
yeah.
to just fall asleep. No fan, no AC, just boom, off the bed.
100%. Totally agree.
All right, Pat. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the game tomorrow. We'll talk again later, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Go Bills.
That was WGRZ's chief meteorologist, Patrick Hammer, joining us to talk the weather that has been going on in the world. I will tell you, though, Josh, speaking of sleeping weather here, we got to get to another break, but gorgeous night last night. Open up my window. We're going to let the cool air come in. I'm going to sleep like a baby. What is going on? Someone is banging a hammer on, like, to metal for, like, 6 hours, and then it stopped, and then, like, 4 a.m. today, it started again. And I don't know what's happening.
What?
I don't know if it's construction, because I live right by the thruway or, you know, a couple streets over. But it sounded like it was my neighbor doing it, and it wasn't. That's how close it was. It sounded like just right across the street it was happening, and it was not happening.
There is construction happening on the thruway, like near the 33, like the one off-ramp to the 33 if you're getting off to go into Buffalo. If you're getting off the thruway to go into Buffalo, that ramp is closed. I see that every morning. I see all the people, you know, kind of finishing up work because they do it overnight. So maybe that's
I don't know. It sounded like Godzilla was making a sword. It was absurd.
I live like a block and a half away from Niagara Falls Boulevard, so I'm always hearing some traffic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not built for this.
I usually just put in like headphones or something.
Get a white noise machine.
I could do that. Actually, I do
that's
like
that. That's what I do.
But, I'm telling you.
I listen to rain.
It sounded like Godzilla was making a sword.
The sound of rain.
So good. Sleeping during a thunderstorm, the best.
Worst when you're a kid, though.
I was never that scared of thunder.
Oh,
I always thought it was really cool.
I was never scared of it. I would just wake up and be like, oh, my God, what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Let's go back to bed.
803-0550 is the number to call if you want to join the show here. As we wrap up at 12 o'clock, heading over to Sabres Live. But we got one more segment here, so if you want to join, you can do so. Zach Jones and Josh Mitten here at 12 o'clock, and you're listening to WGR.